Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band break.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Sarah Heiner is our guest. She's the president of Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Go there and find out about all their publications, their print publications that are outstanding, a calendar, their Bottom Line yearbook, the Health Breakthrough book. It's so much stuff there. Type radio in the code box there, and they'll give you a big discount. You're welcome. Sarah, thanks again for being here. I want to do a little laundry list of things here. The nasal flu vaccine. That's not like the spray in your nose, right? This is the nasal flu vaccine. Nasal flu vaccine? I don't understand that.
Because you get the shot, you know, the good old fashioned get a shot in your arm for the flu.
Yeah.
And then some people really just can't stand getting a shot.
Oh.
So that they get something that they spray up their nose.
Okay.
There's a difference between the shot and the what goes up your nose.
The flu's not as effective.
Well, right. I mean, just before I even get to that,
the nasal
uses what's called a live vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah.
A live strain of the flu versus a killed strain of the flu. But this nasal version has not been effective. They don't think it's going to be effective this year. It has not been effective the last 3 years. And, you know, when they produce the flu vaccine, they're always guessing.
Right.
Some years they guess better than others. They're guessing at what the strain of the vaccine of the flu is going to be prominent that year. So some years they guess better, some years they guess worse. But they've had a problem the last several years with the nasal version, and it has not worked in the last 3 years.
I don't recommend this to anybody else, but I've never had a flu shot.
I have never had a flu shot either. Actually, what I was going to say to you is we never tell people not to get a flu shot, but we also do have, and again, on our website, if you want to go to the website, bottomlineinc.com, and put in the box, search box, Stengler flu, Dr. Mark Stengler, S-T-E-N-G-L-E-R. We actually have a natural flu protocol that I know people who were getting flu shots got sick every single year. They follow this protocol. It's a three-step protocol. You've probably seen this at Whole Foods, called Influenzium.
Yeah.
It's a homeopathic. Use that. You take some vitamin D, and you take another antioxidant called N-acetylcysteine, NAC, and that boosts your immune system. If you're strong enough, you don't have to get the flu.
And the last thing is stay home all the time and pull the covers over your head, right?
No, just wash your hands and don't touch your face.
You know, I've never had the flu. That's the reason I've never taken a flu shot.
You know, some people...
I'm 105, but I still never haven't had the flu.
You are impressive. You are one powerful man. Some people have immune systems that work that way. Me too.
Why would I put the flu germ in my body if it's never been in there?
I'm with you. I am not a big vaccinator, but everybody's. You know, I never tell people don't do it.
It's not that I'm. You know, I mean, when they gave me a chance to avoid the shingles since I'd had chickenpox, I took that shot because I've had the chickenpox.
Yeah.
That made perfect sense to me.
You know, when they give you a booster, before you get that booster, if you want, you can get your antibodies checked. They wanted to give my children booster shots for the chickenpox vaccine.
Yeah.
And I went, before I gave them another shot of something, I went, checked their antibodies. Did they have a strong enough immune reaction still going on in their body?
Yeah.
And they did, and they did not have to get a booster.
Ah, interesting.
So you don't automatically have to get
boosters. Most people won't go to that kind of trouble, but I'm glad you did. Okay, here's another thing. We can buy a computer out of the 529, the college savings plan?
Yeah, so if you have college-age kids, again, the 529 is the college savings plan, so you can't buy your own computer. But the nice thing is a lot of people, when their kids are going off to college and they want to get their kids a new computer for college, they can actually fund it out of the 529 plan. They have to be a student at an accredited college, and the student has to be the primary user. They can also actually buy software for it and Internet access as well. So talk to your 529 provider about that. Now, here's another interesting thing you can do with your 529. You can pay for off-campus housing. So when your kid gets older, they're not living in a dorm anymore. And my daughter lived off-campus for the last 2 years of her school. I could use my 529 to pay for the housing up to what the cost would have been for room and board at that college.
Wow.
So they can't stay in the penthouse at the Ritz-Carlton, but
even though she tried, right?
No, my daughter actually is a very good money
manager.
So.
She's like her mother. She's frugal. All right. Yeah. So what's this fake food thing? Fake food?
So fake food's funny. You know, there's just, you know, it's all marketing. So You know, a lot of people, when they're having a good day, they want to take a client out, they want to go to a fancy dinner, a fancy restaurant. There's misrepresentation going on at restaurants all over the place. So, for example, Kobe beef, one of the biggest things that people will say they've got Kobe beef, it's only sold in 9 restaurants in the United States.
Oh, boy.
So if they're saying Kobe beef, probably not.
So it's not fake food, it's misnamed food.
Pardon?
It's not fake food, it's real beef, it's just misnamed.
It's just misnamed. They're saying, I don't know how, you know, maybe it's from Kobe, Wisconsin, I have no idea. But there has to be a prominent certification plaque on the wall.
All right,
same thing, believe it or not, red snapper. So there was a study done. Fish are regularly mislabeled. There's a study. Out of 120 items of fish on the menu, 113 of them were mislabeled.
I believe it. It's a funny story. Hey, Sarah, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much, Jim.
BottomLineInc.com. Check out the website. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.